Seth Cannon and the Carriers with the title track from their latest album. It's called Strange Forces, and it's out now, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and as promised, we've got more cool local artists, and we've got some live music for you. Really, really excited to have Chris Heider Band make their debut on the show. They're getting ready for a show at Clifton Opera House right down the street from us here in Yellow Springs. It's a cool little venue, a great place to see an intimate show, and I know these guys are going to bring it. That's coming up July 13th. We're going to tell you more about the show and what the proceeds are going to benefit, and we're going to get to know the band. But first, the Chris Heider Band has some live music for us from here in the YSO studios. Take it away, you guys.
Here we go, guys. One, two, three, and...
story to tell, the story I need you to hear, all about people I thought I knew well. Shut your mouth, chin up, chest out, quit trying to steal the box. Your heart's the golden key, it's your heart that unlocks locks. Forgive or not the box.
Shut your mouth, chin up, chest out, don't apologize, don't explain, cause you're making them understand. They're just people all the same, full of hate, guilt, and shame. Your burning desire to please, there's nothing you have to prove. Stand up, get up off your knees. Live in the moment now, the future's another day. Slowly and steady and calmly, you might just win the race. You might just win the race. We'll be right back. Thank you. Sounded great, guys. So I'm Chris, and that song was a Casey Lamb-inspired song. Casey, if you're listening, we love you, brother. Casey's a Marine friend of mine, and those words you just heard were really Casey's. They came to me at a time when I really needed to hear them. This is a song that I wrote about Casey Lamb. He was a U.S. Marine veteran. He served in Beirut, Lebanon, and he actually was supposed to go to Lebanon, but had a different set of directions. They sent him to Grenada instead. And on October 24th, the day before they were to invade Grenada, they got news on the ship that something terrible had happened in Beirut, Lebanon. This was a song that was supposed to be about Casey. It's a song about the 241 of 10-23-83. It's called Harmony. Start it again. Lebanon, oh Lebanon, Lebanon, your land of cedars green, with civil wars and suicide machines, claimed the lives of 1st Battalion and 8th Marines, in Beirut, Lebanon. 241 killed 241, but a number's not a face, not a smile, a warm embrace, a newborn's father, that mother's son, who laid down his guitar, grabbed a gun. He laid down his guitar and grabbed a gun. Now he's one of 241, but he's not forgotten. First melody at the age of 9, on a harmony he'd come to find, in the trash in his neighbor's yard, played that 6-string, played it hard. But at 19, in M16, it took the place of his guitar strings. You could never bring what they bring, harmony. In 1983, peacekeepers were the enemy. Triangle flags, 21 gun salutes, honored the 241 dead in Beirut. But a number's not a face, not a smile, warm embrace, a newborn's father, that mother's son, training 6-string for a gun. Boy, training 6-string for a gun.
still hear from afar the sweet sound of spring, his guitar. Lucky five men whose lives transcended 1023. Harmony. It took the place of his guitar string. You could never bring what they bring. Harmony, harmony, harmony. Not a face, not a smile, warm embrace, a newborn's father and mother's son, who laid down his guitar and grabbed a gun. One of the two, 41, her precious son. Her precious one, and he's all gone now, but he's not forgotten, and they're all gone now, but they're not forgotten. They're not forgotten.
Chris Hyder Band, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Julia. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Now, Chris, I know that music has been kind of a lifelong dream for you, but you are kind of reinventing yourself as a musician. And folks might be thinking, how does this name ring a bell? You are related to good friend of the show and musician Kevin Hyder.
That's correct.
Who's made multiple visits here on Kaleidoscope. Tell me, how was it that you really got started in this phase of your musical journey?
Well, there were a number of things that influenced it, and Kevin obviously played a big role in it. I really kind of envied the fact that he was doing such a great job, but not so much envy as that it just is a lifelong dream of mine to be able to do something like this. And I taught history for 32 years at Carroll High School, and so when I retired in 2015, some things had happened that kind of pointed me in this direction. I started recording songs, writing songs. Kevin, in fact, gave me some equipment that and showed me actually how to record my own stuff. And then in somewhere in there in 2015, I became an open mic host at Applebee's in Sugar Creek. And it was because of my relationship with Applebee's that I started meeting all kinds of wonderful people, like the guys that are in this room and a young lady that's not with us this evening. She's not feeling well. But that's really kind of how I got going, and just decided that it's something I really want to pursue now. The open mics are done. And I wanted to see if I had the energy with the illness that I have to be able to pursue that dream. So that's where we're at.
I love it. I love it. So this show at Clifton Opera House, it's coming up Saturday, July 13th. That's going to be kind of the big debut for the band, right?
It is.
Yes. What's that like, heading into that?
Well, actually, I shouldn't say that it's really this band's debut. We've got a new performer here. Alex Bilbrey is an electric guitarist, but we actually played at the Exact Whistle Stop last year.
Okay.
And Bob Farley, you know Bob.
I know Bob, yes.
And Lynn, Bob was the lead guitar at that time, and we had a great show there. And so we, you know, it just felt like this was another time to do it. And really because of Bob, I think, that we ended up getting in there. They called me and or actually sent me an email, and boom, they signed us up. And so this is the first time for us four folks, and we're really excited about it, and for a good cause as well.
Fantastic. So this show is for a cause, in addition to the cause of fantastic music and enjoying it in such a beautiful location, Clifton Opera House. The proceeds of this show are going toward a good cause. Tell me about what this show will be benefiting.
Well, my father passed away of Parkinson's disease in 2005, and he basically got it right when he retired. How many times does stuff like that happen? And so he was 65 at the time. We were wondering what was wrong. What's wrong with Dad? We just had no clue. And he started shaking. He got stiff. By the time he passed away in 2005, this was before I was diagnosed with it, his body had completely atrophied. I mean, he was like a stiff board. I would pick him up and carry him from here to there. And my mom and my sister really did the brunt of the work. And I'm telling you, it's tough to take care of somebody who's got the full-blown thing. He was diagnosed late. I was diagnosed early in 2009. But I started showing a lot of the symptoms that people have, motor and non-motor symptoms. And one of the first things that kind of tipped me off was my dad lost his sense of smell. And that was in his 30s, and I started losing mine in my 30s. And in addition to that, restless legs. I'm woken up every morning. It varies, but every morning my legs are jumping out of the gym, and the only way to stop that is to get out of bed and walk around. So I'm not complaining. It is what it is, but there's just so many people that this disease has taken on a different form.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer just considered one illness. It's multiple illnesses, and no two cases are alike. My cousin in California is just he's a miracle worker. That guy, I don't even know how he's able to stand up, but he's got every bit of everything my dad had, and I've got a form where you don't see a lot of the stuff. I take a powerful drug called Sinemet 6 times a day, and a lot of my motor symptoms are disguised by that. And Parkinson's affects the dopamine in your brain, and as a lot of other neurodegenerative disorders, and my brain just doesn't produce it. And so I've had to take some powerful drugs to get it going, and exercise is key also. And so I've been trying to exercise. And so I feel incredibly good to be able to be in a position where I have this illness and to be able to call attention to it for other people. This is not about me. This is just really about trying to raise awareness. I forget how many billion or million people, 10 million people, I think, in the world with it, 60,000 diagnosed every year in the United States and in multiple forms. And if you catch it early, you can live a pretty good life. So I'm hoping that that's what will happen with me. And anybody else that might contract it, hopefully none of these guys in this room. So
The Dayton music community in particular, we talk a lot about this on the show, is known to be extremely generous with its time and its talent. The players are kind of known for stepping up to support a cause. And I'm always interested from a musician's perspective, and I know for you, there is a lot of personal tie to this, but
absolutely,
I'm also interested to hear, as a musician and other guys too, what is it like to be able to use your music to be able to help somebody? You know, not just to raise money to support a cause you're passionate about, but to do it with music on a stage and that communal experience of a concert?
Well, that's a great question. And some of the guys in this room, the thing that really kind of inspired me, and I'm going to let these guys talk too. They're more than welcome to jam in here. But, you know, some weeks back we had that terrible string of tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended up really being it for me. Tony Peters, you know Tony?
I know Tony, another great radio guy.
Tony's hosting an open mic tonight, and he and Marcia and Don and Alex and Sue Miller, who's part of our band, not here tonight. She's sick, and we are hoping that she's going to get better soon. Sue, we miss you. That tornado relief, 50 musicians showed up at W.O. Wright. It's just incredible. These guys put this thing together in about 4 or 5 days.
I was going to say that it seemed to just happen.
It was incredible.
Incredibly quickly.
Yeah. I mean, they had tickets to all kinds of concerts that they did in silent auctions, and Sue had a big role in all of that, and Marcia, and of course Tony, you know Tony's a DJ, and he's fantastic, and there were 5 bands. The other night, I was at the Grand Funk Railroad concert, and the guy that led off, Nick Mitchell, I got to introduce him at an open mic. So it was fantastic, and they made $4,200.
That's beautiful.
It was incredible.
I love that.
And so that was really, you know, I called Tony on the phone and said, Tony, I want to do tornado relief too, but I don't want to come in on your heels here. So so it just seemed to me that Parkinson's was a good fit, you know. So you guys want to talk about it all? Come on over.
Or step right up. Yeah, guys, you're quiet. You're hanging back there. What's this been like for you?
Oh, just amazing how, you know, we met years ago. I just showed up at Applebee's to fill in on drums and stuff like that, and just started to be able to play with people. And if it wasn't for this dude sitting standing next to me, his name is Marcia. He plays the bass. I wouldn't have been able to come out and enjoy this community of people here. That's just incredible. You start playing with all kinds of people, and all the stuff that I learned in basements for years and years and years, it comes out, and you mix this, mix with that. You learn things new that, did I ever play that before? Yeah, you just don't learn certain things until you play with other people, mm-hmm. And it's just a very rewarding experience. So that's been the big thing for me, and to help out with causes like this too. Yeah, now it's almost like old hats. Like, sure, let's do it.
Yeah, amen. And that's Don Weininger, everybody. Don is the hardest working drummer in the greater Dayton. I'm telling you, and he's incredible. Those, you know, he put the drum licks together for those 2 songs. He plays at church. He plays in multiple bands. He's running his rear end around all the time, carrying his drums here and there. He's unbelievable. He deserves one big clap at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Clap. Okay. He was referring to Marcia, the bass man. Also, we met at an open mic. Marcia, say some things.
Hey, what's going on? Well, yeah. They call me the 2-note bass man because that's all I can relate to playing. Yeah. So yeah. When I met Chris and everybody, it was at Applebee's, what, about 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And from there, you know, just took off. All of us became friends, and we just, started to jam with one another.
Yeah.
So, but it's been a fun ride playing with all these cats.
Yeah,
I mean, there's very few people I like playing with, but these are the cats that I love playing with the most. Yeah, and I definitely like to give a shout out to WYSO in Yellow
Amen.
Springs, Ohio.
Yes.
That's right.
We got a little taste of that smooth radio voice. You were here with Tracy Perkins earlier this spring, and I remember that voice.
Juliet, I'm going to give a shout out to our good buddy John Sullivan, who's a great local sax player and we've all played with and mm-hmm. worked with. I've known John since about 95. We worked together. And he really got me. I'd been sitting at home playing for myself for a long time, and John really encouraged me to get out and start playing with other musicians, and that's how I met these guys. And it's been fabulous because we've been able to do so much, both musically and for the community. And going back to the tornado benefit, I grew up in Xenia. I was there in 74, and the flashbacks and all the things that I went through in 74 came back in such clear retrospective in the last few weeks, and having the opportunity to participate a little bit in that benefit a couple of weeks ago was awesome, and help some of the folks that are suffering greatly. It was really a significant event that we really haven't seen anything like that in this area since 74, so We hope everyone's doing well, getting better, getting the assistance they need, and I look forward to continuing that kind of charitable work with these fellows and playing some good music in the months to come.
So, you know, that's Alex Bilbrey. We met at an open mic. Imagine that. He's our lead guitarist.
They have a way of bringing people together, those open mics.
Yes, ma'am.
We've got the Chris Hyder Band in the studio. You can see them at Clifton Opera House on July 13th. Moving forward from that show, anything else big on the horizon, or shall folks keep an eye on your website?
Please keep checking the website. And Juliet, just thank you so much for doing this for us. I mean, you know, don't have an album out there. I've got a couple of things recorded. Don't have a lot online and all that kind of stuff. But we're just having a blast. We're just having fun. God's blessed us. And so thank you so much for bringing us in here.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. We'll get a link up to the band's website on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But in the meantime, mark your calendars for Saturday, July 13th, 7:30 p.m. at Clifton Opera House. The Chris Hyder Band is going to be playing, and proceeds from this show is going to go toward research towards Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative disorders. It is a cause close to the band's heart, and your attendance at this show will help do some good in the world and in the community, and you'll get the reward of some great music. In fact, speaking of, they're going to give us a little more right now. You guys ready to play a few more for us?
Yes, we are.
Wonderful. Take it away, guys.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings. I heard the other, I don't know when I heard this, but it was $14 trillion at the time we were in debt, and you could stack dollar bills on top of one another and go to the moon and back 2.5 times. We're up to $33 million in debt. I'm not thinking that's a good thing. Something's coming. One, two, three, go.
Coming this way, I don't know what it is, but it's strong, power behind it won't be long. This house of cards going down, pin your ears to the ground. Something's coming, power behind it won't be long. The bills are due now, it's time to pay the piper. We've been running with this bull for far too long. And that stairway to heaven, paved in gold, we've been climbing. Come to cliffs now, my God, I hope we're strong. Something's coming this way, I don't know what it is. Clouds are swirling, freight trains roaring. Won't be long. Behind that wall in the street, where the bears have come to eat, and the corpses round the corners, shuffling feet. The bills are due now, it's time to pay the piper. And God we trusted, now we're busted on the instant credit plan. That stairway to heaven, pink and gold, we've been climbing, going to cliffs now, and there's no place left to stand. Take it, Alex. Trusted now, busted on the instant credit plan. That stairway to heaven, painted in gold, we've been climbing, gone to cliffs now, and there's no place prepared to stand. Something's coming this way. I don't know what it is, but it's strong. Power behind it won't be long. This house of cards going down. Pin your ears to the ground. Something's coming. Power behind it won't be long. The bills are due now. It's time to pay the piper. We've been running with those balls for far too long. And that stairway to heaven, paved in gold. We've been climbing, gone to cliffs now. My God, I hope we're strong. Something's coming, far behind it, it won't be long. Something's coming, far behind it, it won't be long. Something's coming, far behind it won't be long.
Thank you. Okay, we got one to go here. This is an original song. This is one that I do have recorded, and it's also the name that goes with my one-man band, Chris Hyder, just passing through. A shout out to Mike Stark and to Randy Villars. Thank you so much, guys, for helping with this. Just passing through. Just passing through. That's just what passing throughs do. Passing through days, just passing through memories of you. And as I stand here in this intersection, contemplating new life direction, my heart aches for a reconnection back home with you. Back home with you. The road I once traveled was filled with potholes, twists and turns. And as I passed through alone, those were always the times I got burned. Now I'm following the straight and narrow, letting Jesus permeate my marrow. And he lifted me up on an arrow, sent me to you, sent me back home to you. Oh, 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 oh. Departed on a course so unknown and uncharted, that an arrow would pass through my heart and carry me home to you, carry me home to you, take me back home to you, carry me home to you. At the time I just couldn't see it. Now with all of my heart I believe that I'm just passing through. That's just what passing throughs do. And for the rest of my days I'll be passing through this life with you. As I stood there in that intersection, contemplating a new life direction, my heartache, a reconnection, back home to you. And I followed the straight and the narrow, letting Jesus permeate my marrow. And he lifted me up on an arrow,
send me to you.
Send me back home to you. Just passing through, 'cause that's just what passing throughs do. Just passing through, 'cause that's just what passing throughs do. For the rest of my days, I'll be passing through this life with you. This life with you. I'm Chris Hyder. Chris Hyder Band. We're just passing through.
Chris Hyder Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can see them live at Clifton Opera House right down the road from here in Yellow Springs on Saturday, July 13th at 7:30 p.m. We've got details up on facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You can also find a link to Chris's website there so you can keep tabs on what he's up to musically. And don't forget, going to this show does more than just give you the gift of great music. Proceeds will be benefiting research towards Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative disorders. So your attendance goes a little further. Go enjoy a good night on the town and do some good out in the community. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. This was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Check out Chris Hyder Band at Clifton Opera House on July 13th. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to get back into the recorded music for just a second, but it's a holiday eve, so we've got more live music coming up for you. Shane Cooley is going to be here. Stay tuned.
On television, kings and queens live the lives of people's dreams. You and I are human beings, living, breathing things. There are rules that are meant to break. You could call this a great mistake. We could always play it safe, but that's no fun. We could